From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration has accepted an ambitious new goal to limit global warming. The United States signed on to the plan at the G8 meeting in Italy. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The globe has already warmed up by 0.75 degrees Celsius since the start of the Industrial Revolution. The new goal is to limit total global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius, or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Europe had already set that as a target. Now the rest of the nations who belong to the G8, including the United States, are on board as well. The goal is aspirational, not legally binding, and it requires dramatic reductions in carbon dioxide emissions in the coming decades. Limiting global warming to no more than 2 degrees would also require China and India to take dramatic steps to limit their own emissions, and so far they are saying no. Richard Harris, NPR News.
As the United States and South Korea recover from cyber attacks of the last few days, security experts warn that this could be a precursor to even worse incidents. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
On Sunday, a string of hijacked computers started inundating government and commercial websites. South Korea was hit the worst. Some American websites went down too, including the State Department, the Treasury Department, and the Washington Post. Lawmakers in South Korea accused North Korea of the attacks. American officials said it's too early to know who's responsible. James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says this was a relatively minor incident. He fears the sort of attack the U.S. has not seen yet.
This is a crowd in the street banging on the front door. What we need to worry about is somebody who's inside and engages in sabotage.
He says cyber attacks have become easier to wage in the last decade, and because these attackers are hard to trace, the U.S. can have a difficult time responding. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has approved a measure to call for actual fencing along 700 miles of the border with Mexico. The plan is part of a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security in the next fiscal year. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, says the department is spending too much on virtual fencing. He says it doesn't do enough to prevent illegal immigrants and drug trafficking. The nation's hospitals have agreed to help defray the cost of the administration's overhaul of the nation's health care system. Vice President Joe Biden says the hospitals are promising to give up $155 billion in projected Medicare and Medicaid payments over the next decade. Biden urged Congress to pass legislation to overhaul the health care system by President Obama's early August deadline. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to close at 8,178. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained a point to close at 1,747, and the S&P 500 was down a point. This is NPR News. California's agriculture organizations are heralding the Obama administration for its decision to drop a federal rule that called for fining farmers who hired undocumented workers, often inadvertently. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
The so-called no-match rule, approved by the Bush administration a couple of years ago, required employers to verify a worker's Social Security number. Agriculture groups went to court to keep the rule from being implemented, claiming it put farmers in the position of trying to verify documents that were often sophisticated fakes. Barry Bedwell is president of the California Grape and Tree Fruit League.
It is certainly not the grower's place to be a law enforcement agency and understand what may or may not be a fraudulent document.
Farm groups say a so-called guest worker program is the most effective way to ensure a legal and adequate workforce. The administration is proposing that federal contractors use an internet database to verify the legal status of employees. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
NASA has begun another countdown for Space Shuttle Endeavour, but bad weather could stall Saturday night's scheduled launch. Endeavour had two delays last month because of a hydrogen gas leak. New York Governor David Paterson has appointed Richard Ravitch, a former head of the Metropolitan Transit Authority, as his lieutenant governor. Paterson says he hopes that having Ravitch preside over the state Senate will help end a standoff in the majority Republican chamber. State Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos, however, calls the appointment reckless and a constitutional violation that he says will create even more chaos. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.